I'll turn around.
Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up is back here at Hatterfield House. Georgia Southern, a very fun game. They defeat the Radford Highlanders, the preseason favorite of the Big South Conference, winners of 44 games their last 2 years. Eagles get it done in the end, 76-73, as Mark Byington is alongside. I was thinking about how this game was going. It seemed a lot like the Bradley game from a year ago. That was a physical game. That was a really good team, and you guys made enough plays, especially in those final 4 minutes, to pick up the victory.
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly. We made enough, and you know, we're whether we won this or not, or didn't win this, we're evolving and growing, and we're figuring some things out. We're still not whole. We're trying to get guys right. We're still learning the team. And but what I was really happy about, I thought some guys made some huge plays. Elijah McCadden had a grown man rebound put back that I thought was huge. And then Quan Jackson made a pass to Ike off a play. It was a perfect pass, and Ike made the shot. And Elijah making his free throws, and, you know, Crawley's, you know, was very good. And I thought Calvin played really good. I thought Calvin handled, you know, their guards, and I thought he matched them. And then, and they have some of the best guards, you know, that we're going to face all year. So a lot of good things, but still, you know, we're trying to put it together right now. By no means do we feel like, you know, we're where we're going to be.
Your offense hasn't been known for having a whole lot of assists the last couple of years, but the last three games, more assists than turnovers. What has been important in this offense evolving to the point where you can have assists?
Well, it's partly who we're playing and the style of defense that we're going against. And then the other thing is, it's been a major emphasis of ours. If you come to our practice, and I know you've been to some of them, that, you know, we're emphasizing, you know, making the pass for your teammates and making the play for your teammates. Well, we're shooting the ball better from three this year, and part of it's because we're better shooters, but also it's because we're a better passing team. So it's been a major emphasis, and we got to keep doing it. This team tonight really, really helped in on drives, and they took a couple charges. We were a little bit bullheaded in the first half, but we were growing. You could see us growing in the second half. We didn't charge, and we made those passes to the open teammates.
You knew that rebounding was going to be difficult, especially against this team. But you fought them until the end. They do hold the edge 40-35. I had to think that getting Ike back, getting Simeon Carter back, and having Crawley play out of his mind again, that had to really help things.
It helped, but that's one of the things we're not doing a very good job at all. And so we got a chance to get ready for a good Mercer team. But I promise you, we're going to work hard on rebounding in the next couple of days, because I thought our initial defense, you know, our initial defense was really good.
Yeah.
And I know the first half, you know, they had 32 points, and 10 of them are on offensive rebound putback, second chance points. So if we would have finished possessions, you know, we could have been in a lot better shape at halftime.
You're down 5 with 3:44 left coming out of that under 4 timeout. What made the difference down the stretch?
Well, we stayed the course. Yeah, it was 55. Was that right?
65.
65. Yeah, and so we stayed the course. We actually got a couple good looks right there, and it was like, I just didn't want the guys to get down, because I knew in their head they're thinking, I could have made that play, I should have made that play. And we're on it each time. It's trying to win the possession that you're currently in. And so the guys did a good job of bouncing back, winning the possession. Quan made a couple free throws there, you know, and then we got to stop. You know, then I said, you know, then it was like the Elijah's great rebound, and then, you know, Crawley made a play, and Ike made a three. And so we made a lot of plays down the stretch.
The three plays that Ike made, and I just talked with him about those, the back down to cut it to one, taking the charge from Carly Jones on the other end, and then the three from this corner off of Quan's pass to make the lead 5. I know he has fought through so many things the last 3 years, but to get those opportunities, that had to mean a little bit more.
Well, so Ike's been around for 5 years, and it takes a couple of years for me to start being sarcastic to guys, and they understand my humor. But I told Ike at the end of the game, I said, I don't know if you knew, but the game started at 7 o'clock. And, but I think it started at 8:40, because at 8:40 he started really playing. So hopefully he's ready to go at tip-off this next time.
All right, Mercer's coming in on Tuesday, looking to get back-to-back wins to close out the homestand. They just got one of their best players, Ross Cummings, back from injury. Ethan Stair is one of the best players in the Southern Conference. How do you need to go at them?
Yeah, I'm going to start studying tomorrow morning. I'm going to watch the tape tonight at Radford and figure out what we can do better and what we can fix, and then get onto them. But, the last coach, Bob Hoffman, left some good players there. You know, you mentioned Stair and you mentioned Ross, and they got some other guys. And, you know, we haven't had Mercer come here. And we've always went to their place in different situations. And so hopefully the fans, you know, get on board. We finally got Mercer coming to Hanner Fieldhouse. And it's going to be like this. It's going to be another good game.
It's been a little minute. They haven't been here in a while.
They haven't been here in a while. And it should be, you know, an exciting game. You know, I've watched a couple of their games, you know, just kind of from afar. And they're competing well. And now they got their best player back. So it's going to be a challenge.
7 o'clock tip on Tuesday. We're live at 6:30 with Countdown. A tip-off. Eagles win it tonight, 76-73 over Radford. Mark Gray win. We'll see you Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
That's head coach Mark Byington. We will